Hello.
Hello, this is Carla. I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. So in this case, ma'am, let me ask you, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, thank you. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Okay, thank you so much. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Okay, and would you say strong or not strong?
Strong.
Okay, thank you so much. And in the November 2020 general election, for whom did you vote for president, Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Okay, thank you. And may I ask your age?
41, sorry.
Okay, thank you. And just to be sure, we are representing everybody. May I ask your race?
What?
Okay, thank you so much. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential and congressional elections in the November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not motivated at all and 10 means you are extremely motivated. And you can use a number between 0 and 10. Oh, 10, you said?
10, yep. I'll definitely be voting.
Okay, thank you so much. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied.
Okay, thank you so much. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove the way of Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Approve.
Okay, would you say strongly approve or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you so much. And do you approve or disapprove the way Democrats in the U.S. Congress are handling their jobs?
Strongly approve.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, I am going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the President and Congress to be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important this issue it is for you to have them focused on. Use a 10 if it's the most important for you, a 5 if it's somewhat important, or 0 if it's not important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10.
Okay.
So the first, thank you. The first issue is addressing immigration and border security.
Two.
Okay, thank you. Next one, fighting inflation and improving the economy.
9.
Thank you. Next one, combating climate change and protecting the environment.
3.
Thank you. Next one, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
10.
I'm sorry? The line was written
10.
Up. Oh, 10. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Next one, improving K through 12 education.
10.
Thank you. Next one, protecting voting rights and democracy.
7.
Thank you so much. Next one, banning TikTok.
0.
Okay, thank you. Next one, protecting our personal data online from foreign countries.
7.
Okay, thank you. And banning assault weapons.
4.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, and do you believe the President and Congress are spending their time and energy on issues that are important to you?
Is it 0 to 10?
No, this is, sorry, yeah, this is a yes or no question.
Yes, yeah.
Okay, thank you. And now I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people in organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means you do not feel particularly warm or cold. And you can use any number from 0 and 100. And if you have no opinion or have not heard about this person or organization, you can let me know. Okay. So the first one is Democrats in Congress.
100.
Thank you so much. Next one, Mike Johnson.
I don't know.
Okay, no problem. Thank you. I'm sorry. You said you don't have an opinion about him, or you don't know him.
I don't know him.
Oh, okay. No problem. Thank you so much. Next one, TikTok.
10.
Okay, thank you. Next one, Hakeem Jeffries.
I don't know.
Okay, no problem. Thank you. Next one, Republicans in Congress.
Five.
Okay, thank you. Next one, Joe Biden.
80.
Thank you. Next one, Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
50.
Okay, thank you. Next one, Elon Musk.
I don't know who that is.
Okay. Thank you. Next one, Donald Trump.
0.
Okay. Thank you. And last one, Meta/Facebook.
90.
Okay. Thank you so much. Okay, and I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Independent Cornel West, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Joe Biden, and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote? If you're undecided, please say so.
Joe Biden.
Okay, thank you so much. And generally speaking, what makes you support Joe Biden for president? This is an open question.
Women's rights.
Okay. Women's rights. Thank you so much. Okay, and changing gears now, we would like to ask you a couple of questions about tech issues that have been in the media recently. So, generally speaking, how much you say you understand and know about artificial intelligence or AI? The options are a great deal, a fair amount, not much, or nothing at all.
A fair amount.
Okay, thank you. And generally speaking, do you think that artificial intelligence or AI is going to be more of a benefit to humanity and our society or more of a threat?
More of a threat.
Okay, and would you say somewhat more of a threat or much more? Okay, thank you. And which of the following is closer to your view? Tech companies should be less regulated than they currently are. Tech companies should be more regulated than they currently are. Or the current level of regulation of tech companies is about right.
It's about right for what
okay,
I know.
Thank you. Okay, no problem. Thank you. Just to the best of your knowledge. So thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And thinking about the potential use and misuse of your personal data online, which of the following do you feel is the biggest threat to your personal data privacy and security? The options are Russia, North Korea, the U.S. government, foreign tech companies, U.S. law enforcement, the big U.S. companies, or China?
China.
Okay, thank you. And switching gears a bit, How often do you use each of the following social media platforms, if at all? The options are multiple times a day, about once a day, multiple times a week, multiple times a month, about once a month, or less than once a month, or not at all. So okay. The social media platforms are Instagram.
Once a week.
Thank you. I got it. YouTube.
A couple times a week. I can't remember. That was an option.
Yes. The options are, again, multiple times a day, about once a day, multiple times a week, multiple times a month, about once a month, less than once a month, or not at all.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Thank you. Next one, TikTok.
About once a week.
Okay. Thank you. Facebook.
Multiple times a day.
Okay, thank you. And X, formerly Twitter.
Never.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, and as a TikTok user, which of these uses is the most important to you personally? The options are connecting with people who share your views and values, watching entertainment content, learning about businesses and products, learning new skills, for example, cooking, home and care repairs, etc., organizing, communicating with and hearing from your community, or accessing unfiltered news and information.
Entertainment.
Okay, thank you. So now I am going to read a few statements. I'm going to read a few statements about different social media companies. For each, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with that statement. We have four options here: strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree. So the first statement is, TikTok keeps its users' data secure.
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. Next one, X or Twitter plays a positive role in society.
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. Next one, Meta keeps its users' data secure.
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. Next one, X or Twitter keeps its users' data secure.
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. Next one, Meta plays a positive role in society.
Disagree.
Okay, would you say somewhat or strongly disagree?
Strongly.
Okay, thank you. And last statement, TikTok plays a positive role in society.
Somewhat disagree.
Okay, thank you so much. And have you recently seen, read, or heard about Congress passing a bill to ban TikTok and the president signing into law? The options are yes, a lot, yes, a little, or not heard.
Yes, a lot.
Okay, thank you. And next, I would like to ask you about the law Congress recently passed and President Biden signing into law, which will ban TikTok from the U.S. if its parent company doesn't divest from or sell TikTok within the next 9 months. Generally speaking, do you support or oppose this law? The options are
support.
Strongly support. Okay, would you say strongly or
strongly.
Or somewhat? Okay.
Strongly.
Okay, thank you so much. And we're just a couple of questions to go. And generally speaking, would you say you are more or less likely to vote for a candidate who voted to ban TikTok from the U.S.?
More.
Okay, so would you say much more likely to vote for, somewhat more likely to vote for, or somewhat more likely to vote against, or much more likely to vote against?
Somewhat likely.
Okay, to vote for or to vote against? I'm sorry.
to vote for, sorry.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much. And what do you think was Congress' primary motivation behind banning TikTok? The options are They have been influenced by big tech lobbyists who work for TikTok's competitors. They are concerned that China could use TikTok to spy on us. They are trying to help their rich special interest friends and donors. They want to protect U.S. citizens' data security. They are trying to silence certain voices they don't like or agree with. They want to stop the spread of propaganda and fake news on TikTok. They are playing politics, or they think TikTok is a bad influence on children and teens.
Bad influence on children and teens.
Okay, thank you so much. And generally speaking, from which of the following sources do you get most of your news or information about what's going on in your community? Please tell me all that may apply. So the options are talk or news radio, print newspapers or magazines, news aggregators such as Apple News, Google News, or Flipboard, social media such as Facebook, TikTok, or Instagram, music and entertainment sites, local TV news, national evening network TV news such as ABC, CBS, or NBC, news website or apps, YouTube, cable TV news such as CNN, Fox News, or MSNBC, or none of the above.
Okay, so Google News, Facebook, talk radio occasionally, and then the nightly news on TV.
Okay. Okay, thank you so much. I'm sorry, you said local TV news or the national TV news at ABC, CBS?
Probably more likely local.
Okay, thank you. You were also mentioning, just to confirm, cable TV such as CNN, Fox News, or MSNBC? No, okay.
No, it's more local, yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much for that. And the last few questions are for the statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling you have completed?
Some college.
Okay, thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Thank you so much. And do you have any children 18 of age or younger living in your household?
Yes.
Okay. And this concludes our service. Thank you so much for your participation and time, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your night. Take care.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.